Hi, my name is Randy. Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is a
Hey,
recorded line.
Randy.
Hi.
Hey, this is Joseph with the Legal Intake Center. I have a Miss Takenya Banks. Last name is BAN as in Nancy, K as in kite, S, and her best phone number is 469-261-7330. She's been submitted for a hair relaxer.
Okay, you could transfer her over. I'll see if I can help her out.
Awesome. Miss Banks,
Thank
we'll
you,
take you from
Joseph.
here. Thanks so much. Thank you, sir. Thank you,
All
Miss
right,
Banks.
thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning, Miss Banks. How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thank you. My name is Randy Reese, Miss Banks. It is like the peanut butter cups and I'm on a recorded line, and I'm going to help you out with the Devil Provera lawsuit. And I understand you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the claim, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. And have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing the claim?
No.
Okay. And ma'am, I do need to ask this one more time. It's just basically we gotta confirm. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, you've not signed documents for this specific matter with another law firm? Is that correct? Are you willing to affirm that?
Wait, what now? I'm sorry.
Are you willing to affirm that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for
Oh,
this
no.
specific? Okay, so that's a yes. You're willing to affirm that, correct?
Yes, I'm willing to affirm that I have not.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's really more housekeeping than anything. Okay, thank you. Now, you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer. Okay.
For this was for a hair relaxer.
Oh, this is for hair relaxer. I wonder why the depot one opened up. Okay. I can fix that. That transfer company that you used also does the Depo Provera. Are you familiar with that lawsuit?
No.
Okay, don't worry about it. I can start over again here. Thank you for pointing that out to me. Yeah, they haven't. He just must have punched the wrong key. Okay, let me just copy and paste a couple things. Sorry about that, ma'am.
No worries.
Okay. And let's just do this while I have it, Miss Banks. I'm going to send you a text message right now, and this has my contact information, Randy Reese. Should for any reason we become disconnected or anything should happen, you'll know how to get a hold of me as well. And if I should need to call you back, that would be my number 949-688-6436, which is my desk, Miss Banks. That's my direct line, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and thank you for your patience. So starting back over, you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
And again, did you get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
I affirm.
Thank you, ma'am. Have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And you mentioned you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Correct.
You poor thing. I'm so sorry.
I
Now,
appreciate that.
on, and this isn't a required question, but do you know the subtype? Like, was epithelial, clear cell? Do you know? And if you don't know, that's fine as well.
I just heard ovarian and I know it was stage one and I that
And then you know what? Your mind goes all cloudy. You get a whatever words they
That's
said after
exactly what
that.
happened.
No, trust me,
That's
I know that
exactly
one.
what happened. I went dizzy, like, what?
Whatever they said after that could be Greek. It doesn't matter. I get it.
Exactly.
The big word, it is. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct, Miss Banks?
Correct.
And I hate to have to relive this, but what was the date of your diagnosis of the cancer?
It was 2023,
Okay, do you
last
know
year, August 6th.
August 6th, right in the middle of summertime. Boy, that's terrible.
Don't forget that.
I know. Some of this I can help out with Google. Who was the doctor that diagnosed you?
Her name was Dr. Amy Nguyen, and it's A-I-M-E-E-N-G-U-Y-E-N. She's an OB-GYN.
Spell Nguyen again for me. N-Y-U-G.
N-G.
Yeah.
N-G-U-Y-E-N, like Nancy.
Thank you. Dr. Amy.
Mm-hmm. A-I-M-E-E.
Oh, I got that part. Thank you.
Okay.
And what facility or where was that located? Where did you see her at?
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. That's in Plano.
Sure. Thank you.
Plano off of Parker Road, I want to say.
6200, right?
6200.
It's 6200 West Parker Road, Plano, Texas, according to Google, but they're not ours, right? So I'll take whatever you tell me, okay? Do you think it's 6200 or 620?
I think it's 6020 West Parker Road, I think. 75093.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in Texas, right?
Yes.
You just explained why you're so nice. Everybody in Texas really is very nice. I'm not making that up.
Oh, that's good to hear.
It is.
In a world that is very heartless, so yeah.
I'm going to agree with you, but we're coming around, it seems like.
Yay.
I think maybe we've had enough, right?
Yeah, I know I have.
Okay, yes. Yeah, you guys are kind of leading the charge. You're bringing everybody together, to be honest with you, Texas did, so it's a good thing.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay, and I'm not wasting your time. I'm actually typing in little details here.
Fine.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. And we even have a phone number here, so cool. Okay, it should move pretty quickly now because a lot of this information just gets repeated. And again, you're in Texas, so you are within your statute of limitations. Now, did you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Absolutely. Constantly were kids, so yeah, I used it for about 5 years.
Wow.
About 6 times a year at minimum.
I'm so sorry. Well, you trusted the product.
Yeah.
So when you say you used it 6 times on average, 6 times a year at a minimum, would you say that's the average 6 times, or would you think it's higher than that? Because maybe you had I'm sure you were younger, maybe you had a prom, maybe you had something coming up. I mean, what would you say the average amount of times you used hair relaxer before you got diagnosed?
I'm going to say between 6 to 10 times, but you can put 6.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Thank you. And young lady, what is your date of birth?
2/23/84.
Thank you. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Thank you. And again, if you know anybody else who used the hair relaxer or Depo-Provera and got sick from it, there's a little bit of a joke in that. But yes, this is true. Please pass on my name or phone number, okay? I'm not allowed to ask you for names or phone numbers, nor would I. But if it does come up in conversation, you talk to anybody, please feel free to give them my contact information, okay?
I surely will. Not
thank you, ma'am.
This doggone relaxer for sure.
I do know that.
I'll ask you.
Yeah. The Depo-Provera, ladies used it for years, and the thing about it is the symptoms on that it's hard to tell because it's meningioma. What they are is non-cancerous tumors, and until they start to get big, they may not cause any problems. You know what I mean? And then, yes, just if you ever use that stuff, get yourself checked out occasionally. For it, just make sure you tell your if you used it or if you know anybody did, make sure you tell your healthcare professional that you used it. That way, they can put two and two together. There's more ladies that
didn't
get sick from it, but if they don't know, they won't look.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Now, When you were using the hair relaxer, was that primarily in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I didn't mean to get sidetracked again. I'm really passionate about this stuff, though. I really, really
I
am.
appreciate that, honestly, because you'd be surprised who you
When
encounter.
you're right. And when did you start using hair relaxer? Just your best guess, approximately. I need a month, date, and a year.
We can say around February 2017 when I was cognizant of starting, and then I stopped around 2022 in March. It was after my birthday.
What day was your what day do you think you start using it in 22? Just if you had to
No,
pick a
I
day.
started it in 2017 in February.
Correct. And what day in February do you think? Just it was
It was
prior to
before my
Valentine's Day.
birthday.
Okay.
It was before my birthday, which is the 23rd. So I'm going to say the week of Valentine's Day. So you can say maybe the 10th.
Okay. Perfect. Of 2017. And then when you stopped using, you told me March of 22, approximately what month do you think?
Yeah, March. I know it was after my birthday. I came back.
And approximate is fine, by the way.
I'm going to say around the 30th.
Okay. Thank you. Of 2022.
Correct.
Then we kind of talked about this, but in your best estimation, would you say, because going back, you say on average you used it 6 times, so that's about every other month. Okay. And then how many consecutive years would you say you used the hair relaxer product? We know you used it for a lot of years. Was there ever an interruption? Did you use it straight through those whole, say, 5 years?
Yeah, straight through 5 years for sure.
Okay, thank you. And did you primarily do it at home?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you remember which product you primarily used the most? Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal. Do you remember which one you used?
It was Cream of Nature.
Cream of Nature. That is actually on the list as well, ma'am. Okay. Now, I think you'll get this, but this question, the way it's written, is a little confusing. So I'm going to go slow, break it down for you. I know you'll get it if I just read it fast, but let me try. Did your cancer happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
So did it happen 2 or more years after I stopped? Yes, because I stopped in March of 2022, was diagnosed in 2023.
Thank you. And what type of treatment did you receive?
Lord. I had to do a full hysterectomy. I
Oh.
had to go through chemotherapy for 6 months, 6 cycles, and I had to do a ton of pain medicine.
I'm so sorry. Full hysterectomy. Now that's just
Thank you.
terrible. Were they able to remove all the cancer?
Yes.
Good.
It was invasive, but yeah.
Oh, that's very, it doesn't get any more invasive than that, ma'am. Invasive. Did you say 6 or 8 cycles? I was kind
Six.
of, yeah, I was kind of still digesting the full hysterectomy. Sorry.
Yeah, definitely a
Okay.
lot.
Okay. And when did treatment start? So we know that your diagnosis date, you know, was, well, we know your diagnosis date. Did they take you in right away?
Yeah, August 10th.
Okay. Of 23, correct? Okay. That is pretty serious. And the doctor that treated you, is that the same doctor that diagnosed you, or did you, Dr. Amy, did you stick with her? Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. So Dr. Amy again. Let me just copy and paste this. And you really are almost done, so thank you. And I hope we're not bringing up too many bad memories for you.
I'm in and out. I appreciate the consideration, though.
Thank you. We did a, I used to work on a claim called NEC, if you know what that is. And
On what?
NEC, it's babies that got formula. That was really a sad one. It was, but Well, that's what's developed my passion. I'll be honest with you. I was a premature baby myself. And so, but that one there, that's the ultimate in processed food, is baby formula. And, you know, we need to get away from stuff like that. Go back to what was provided for us. Okay.
Natural. And,
yeah. Well, if you could say that, yes. Okay. Please confirm your gender for me.
Email.
And I know I already have this, but could you please spell your first name for me?
Sure. T as in Tom, A as in apple, K as in kite, E as in Edward or elephant, N as in Nancy, Y as in yellow, A as in apple.
And please spell your last name for me.
B as in boy, A, N as in Nancy, K, S.
Thank you. And what is your best email address?
It is T as in my first name and then my last name spelled out, Banks, 1391 at yahoo.com. So T Banks, 1391 at yahoo.com.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And now, please repeat your phone number for me.
469-261-7330.
Thank you. Is this a cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
And do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Text first, and then a call.
Okay. And do you prefer morning, afternoon, or evening to be contacted?
Morning is fine, just after 9, so like 10 a.m. on is fine.
Okay. And what is your address, please?
900 Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, Heights, H-E-I-G-H-T-S. That word can mess you up. Gordon Heights Lane, 343 apartment. And then Frisco.
Apartment 343?
Mm-hmm. And that's Frisco.
Gotcha. Frisco in Denton County, Texas, 75033. I used to live in a town called Hacienda Heights, so I managed that word a long time ago, but a lot of people don't. Thank you for that. Yes, thank you for that. Okay.
For sure.
Now, can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist? And what I mean by that is do you have my chart or anything like that already?
I don't have the portal, but you can definitely, I don't know if you can create one on my behalf, but I don't have the portal.
Okay, here's what I need you to do. Just confirm for me that the medical records do exist. And in the event that the attorneys are not able to get them, you will be able to get them for us and provide medical records by either mail or electronically. Now, I will tell you, though, it is always better to let the attorneys pull your records because then there's really no question about the records.
Right.
So, but you can confirm that they do exist, correct?
Yeah, they exist for sure. And
okay.
The doctor who treated me should have them, and I definitely would give permission for you all to pull them out.
And I'm going to ask you to sign that document in a second that allows us to get your medical records. Listen, and your claim's pretty serious here. These are not class action suits. They're torts. It works a little bit differently. And even though you sound really, really happy and very good and have a great outlook, I want to tell you this. In a class action suit, if, let's say, all the plaintiffs got together, all the claimants got together, and the judge ordered a settlement, let's say it was $100. What would happen to that $100 is it all gets split up equally amongst all the claimants, and they'd get like a dollar. Okay? You probably know that. In your case, this type of claim is different, and it's judged on your injuries. So if you have any questions about what you can expect in terms of a settlement, you can ask the attorneys when they reach out to you, but you can also go onto Google and look it up. So forgetting about the money side of it, one of the things that you're doing is you're helping, you know, Big Pharma stop putting profits before people. So I do appreciate you participating in the claim. If you don't need the money, Ms. Banks, please donate it to a woman's shelter or something. Okay? Seriously.
Gotcha.
Now, to pull your medical records, I will need your Social Security number, so I need that from you, please.
Okay. It is 393. Hold on one second. Sorry.
That's okay.
Crap. Sorry. Give me one moment. Let me just, I just need to tell them that I'm on a meeting. Give me one second.
Sure. And we're minutes away from being done too, by the way.
Okay, perfect. Give me one moment. Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. Let me scroll back down. I actually was looking over the document so I could save you some time when we're back. Oh, 393.
923425.
3425. Okay, thank you. Now, let's see. It looks like everything's good. This truly is the last question, but I do have blank space if you want me to put in anything else. But we do request an emergency contact. This is a phone number in the name of someone that, in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. So this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients become unresponsive. So all I need is the first name, a phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe to you.
Okay. Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, family, and you can, the number is 702-439-8394.
Thank you. And family. 4398394, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And let me just set that up for you. It's doing its thing, so DocuSign just takes a second to make sure I didn't make any errors on the document. And so far, it's looking good.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, when you had me on hold, I actually looked it over. I must admit I cheated a little, okay? So, and I kind of knew what to look for. So, Ms. Banks, it's coming your way right now. And a couple things while it's coming, I do want to tell you that here it comes. It's spinning. There is no fee to you for participating in this. The only time there would be a fee is if the claim is successful, in which case it would be the standard tort split, which is 60% to you and 40% to the firm. Having said that, as I'd already mentioned earlier on the phone, you may want to go to Google and see what these average dollar amounts are. I know that you're not just in this for money, and there is no amount of money that's going to make up for what happened. But again, as I told you, by participating in these, you know, if anything, you know, you're going to help other ladies out or other folks that use this product.
Yeah.
By the way, I have men that want to file claims here, but can't because it's only open to ladies at this time. Well, they
wow.
don't get those type of cancers. Now, have you received the document?
To my email?
To your text message or email?
The only thing I have via text.
Let me go back.
It's your
and
number
see.
And email. Let me look at my email really quick. Oh.
You know what? I may not have.
Oh, yeah. I have it in email. Sorry.
Okay.
Let me review and.
But you know what? I got to look at something to make sure I sent it to the right. You should have it as text as well. So let me open it up. 469-261-7330, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I see it was.
You can sign it either place via email or text.
It's spinning.
Right. I just wanted to make sure I had your number correct just while I read that back to you.
Yeah.
But you also confirmed you got my other text, so it's working.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Could be the carrier as well.
Very true. Or the building I'm in. Okay. All right, I finished that.
Good job. Let me make sure I got it back. It was a little slow. Completed. Good job. Okay, I sent you another text message right now. This is Pulaski. We also abbreviate it as AD4 because it's Pulaski, and then there's several other names that follow behind Mr. Pulaski. He's your attorney that represents you in this case. They are going to give you an introductory call, basically just to introduce themselves. Don't worry if you miss the call. They'll leave you a voice message. If you have any issues or any questions or anything like that, you are more than welcome to reach back out to me. Do you have any questions at this time?
No, not yet.
Okay. And again,
well, I guess, I do have a question. So what happens now?
Well, what happens now is you'll get a verification call. You do have an attorney that's representing you in this case. And so basically you just get to get in line. So how long it takes really depends on getting the medical records and all that kind of stuff. But I would tell you if you're wanting to get this to happen as quickly as possible, anytime the attorneys reach out to you, be responsive. In other words, if they leave you a voice message, call them back if you can.
Okay.
It is a civil matter. It's not a criminal matter. So they don't move as quickly as they do, let's say, in a criminal matter. But however, they have started paying out claims on this case again. And that is another, and I know I've said it four times now, that is why I encourage you to look on Google, because a lot of those questions you can actually answer through a search.
Okay.
And as far as dollar amounts go, I'm actually not allowed to discuss dollar amounts. But I can tell you, as I had mentioned earlier, you know, you have quite a bit going on as compared to some of the other claims that I've taken. And that, again, I'm really impressed with your great outlook, and I appreciate it. It's been a fantastic call, even though I'm saddened as to what happened to you. But the fact that you're participating, you know, just makes us that much better, you and I both, seriously.
Yeah, because this needs to be, I'm happy that people care.
Well, exactly. So
I'm happy that people care.
Well, yeah, of course. And having said that, if, like I said, don't hesitate to pass on my name and number about hair relaxer or Depo. I'm joking again, but I do appreciate that. And thank you. I'm glad we got that cleared up, okay?
Yes, for sure. I appreciate it.
Okay, Ms. Banks. And again, Randy Reese, Peanut Butter Cups, don't hesitate to reach out if you have additional questions. And pleasure talking to you. And ma'am, you have a fantastic holiday.
Thanks, you as well.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.